Radio City Sport. Full live commentary with Hampson Hughes Solicitors. Injured in a road traffic accident? Don't see red. Call 236-1222. City Sport. The Liverpool matchbook. Pre-match.
Bellamy trying to run away with it, but stopped by Spurs. Put back into Adebayor. This could be four. And Spurs with four to celebrate tonight. Spurs four, Liverpool nil.
We know that it wasn't acceptable. But the good thing is, the players realise it's not acceptable either. And as we said, we never get carried away with the victories that we have. And we're not going to be suicidal with the defeats we get either. At the same time, we've got to address the problems if we have problems. And we will do. But we'll do it properly and professionally. And try and get ourselves back and up and running on Saturday.
Welcome to Anfield. Most thought it would be impossible to drop Craig Bellamy after his unbelievable showing at Brighton in the Carling Cup. But Kenny doesn't conform to that. Both he and Steven Gerrard settle for a substitutes role against Wolverhampton Wanderers as Liverpool strive to put it right in the league after their recent discrepancies. Back-to-back defeats to Stoke and Spurs have put things into perspective, and today's result carries huge significance. The attention will undoubtedly be drawn to Andy Carroll since his couple of goals against Manchester City last term. He's looked a shadow of the £35 million man that the Reds signed in January. He and Luis Suarez lead the line this afternoon. Just one alteration, in fact, for Kenny today from the defeat at Spurs last weekend. Martin Kelly replacing Daniel Agger, whose two cracked ribs will keep him out of action for a month. Liverpool's 11. Pepe Reina in goal today. He's only conceded one in four fixtures against Wolves, but that was the one goal that led to defeat here last season. The back four, Martin Kelly returned from injury at Brighton midweek. He looked impressive. He starts at right back today. Jamie Carragher and Martin Skrtel, the centre-backs, with Skrtel returning from a one-game ban, and Jose Enrique at left back. Jordan Henderson, still to convince many, starts on the right of the midfield. Stuart Downing on the left-hand side. Charlie Adam and Lucas Leiva, the two in the centre. Steven Gerrard continues his return to action on the bench. Up front, Luis Suarez and Andy Carroll. The Wolves team in a huddle. Suarez on the half line, clapping his teammates. Andy Carroll, similarly so, trying to get himself up for the game. And it's Liverpool in all red and Wolves in that distinctive orange top and black shorts. Our referee is Mr. Kevin Friend, and Liverpool have won the toss and will shoot to the Anfield Road end, to our left-hand side, in the first half of the game. Thoughts from John Aldridge. It's a must-win after two defeats.
Yeah, I think so. You've got to make a statement back in the league. Wolves have washed them away from home. They've not been bad, actually, this season. Watched them at Aston Villa in particular, where they put up a good show. They've got some decent players. Who's on the ball now? Kevin Doyle, won him the corner right by the... thrown by the corner flag. He's got good movement, punt. They've got some good players all around the park. He's built on last season, Mick McCarthy, really well, I think. But it's a big 3 points, whichever way or form we get it. And I think you need the performance as well after the Tottenham. You want a good performance to go with the 3 points.
It's fine doing it against Brighton, but actually, you know, Brighton are a league below. Let's do it against the team in the league.
The game.
This free kick to be taken by the captain, Roger Johnson. Over on the left-hand side, left-footed curling ball. The header by Kelly drifts that ball right to the far corner flag. And it's picked up by Doyle. Jose Enrique, strong in the challenge, wins it off.
Oh, he's switching.
He missed Downing onto Suarez. Suarez had to turn his body all the way round.
Oh,
by the time he started the sprint, Henry had got onto him, and the ball's gone out of play for a Wolves throw.
Downing had his head down. If he'd looked up, Henderson was through all on goal. And he had his blinkers on, and he played it to Suarez. If he did just change the direction of the play, Henderson had made a great run. Failed to see it. Even now, I don't think he's aware of it.
That's a good ball out by Enrique. Found Suarez over the halfway round on the left-hand side. Carroll's darted into action. Can't find the right ball, Suarez. He had to do much better. I have to say, Carroll made an immense effort to get three quarters of the pitch.
Good run.
Golfed up, but Suarez couldn't find the ball for him.
And, you know, it was a pacey run by Carroll. It was a poor ball by Luis Suarez, you have to say. You can see Wolves' intent. That was, you know, at the minute where counter-attacking, they're trying to push us back and Oh, that's a good
header on. Reina comes out to get it before Hunt. They push very high, aren't
pushing,
they, Wolves?
Pushing out, and they're trying to play in our half, which is fair play to them. You know, Mick McCarthy's come here, going to have a go at Liverpool. Refreshing to see.
It's Kevin Doyle, pressure rising. Yeah. Edwards picks the ball up, back to Doyle. Problems maybe for Liverpool, sends it back. The scoop shot from Jamie O'Hara and caught by Pepe Reina. No power on the ball. Early ball out from the Reds keeper. Always alert to things. Suarez turns round his man, Roger Johnson. Plays it out to Downing on the left side. From defence to attack for Liverpool. Adam lines this one up, right-footed. Strikes it into the body.
Better.
Christophe Ferrer, who is closing him down. It's a corner kick for Liverpool.
Better. Again, we're a little bit like the away team at the moment because, Wolves are taking the game through us. That was a good break. Good block by the Wolves centre-half. Corner coming in, far post for Carroll.
From the right, Carroll's up there, hung up there for a while, but the ball goes over him. Skirtle behind him collects, Downing onto it. Plays to Henderson, who's got his back to goal, and Berra chasing him. Skirtle then tries to cross it in.
There's no way you want to see Skirtle, is it, Steve? Left wing.
Ball back into the Wolves box, headed away. Touched by Downing, well played by Liverpool, and Adams! Hey! An own goal! Left one and he struck it, and a diving header by Roger Johnson, the captain, was meant to take it away from goal, but Johnson has headed past his own keeper, Wayne Hennessy, and Liverpool lead Wolves. Well, you've got to take the pot shot, and it's actually with a slice of fortune that Johnson decided to try and avert the danger. He actually found the very corner of his own net.
Yeah, I don't know what Johnson's arguing with the referee, but I couldn't see whether there's an incident there beforehand. But when the ball came out, he's saying there's a foul on him by Carroll in the box. And he did go in hard on him. When it came out to Charlie Adam, he just shifted it on his left foot and drilled it. Oh, it's a cracking strike, but it might go down as an own goal because it's
well,
deflected.
It will, John. It wasn't going in.
Yeah, it's deflected.
I think
off,
the defenders
off Johnson
diverted it enough.
Yeah.
It's a cracking header. It's a cracker.
But we'll take it. We'll take it all day long.
I think Liverpool required it in the game.
Yeah, we needed a start like that, you know.
Liverpool head away from their own penalty area via Skirtle back at centre-back.
What a good ball
that is.
And then
a volley along the floor from Adam for Suarez to chase. He's got a man tailing him in Berra, but Suarez has kept possession. Gets to the corner flag, hits it against Berra's legs as he tries to turn play inside out of him and actually wins a corner kick at the end of the day, Suarez. And the goal, needless to say, has brought Liverpool a little bit to life. Liverpool 1, Wolves 0.
Up to the goal, Charlie Adams was on a little bit of an indifferent side in time, but it's changed his fortunes and he's getting involved a lot now.
Now that's Carroll. A good header by Carroll. It's down onto the floor into the six-yard box. Downing found him from the corner kick. And it was caught by Hennessy to his right-hand side.
Good corner. I can't see why Liverpool player isn't standing in front of the keeper. If he does, he scores there. Suarez in particular, but it was a comfortable save from the keeper.
Liverpool fans appealing for a foul on Suarez. Play goes on. Suarez has pushed it out to the right wing. Henderson tries to deliver across far post. Downing keeps it in or wins the corner. Which corner kick given?
He should have headed it. Downing far post. He has to head that for me, Steve. It's good play from Liverpool. Good referee played the advantage. Liverpool took it well. Good ball in from the right-hand side from Henderson. But for me, Downing's got to go in with his head then. Headed across the face of the goal, but we won a corner anyway.
Lucas Gibbs to Kelly, and then return for Carragher, and then the keeper, Pepe Reina. We've talked once or twice, John, about Gerrard coming back in. I said to you off-air before, I think Adam might be the one to make way, not Lucas, when there's a long ball to Suarez.
What
Suarez takes it down in the air, but he's dragged it too far wide to the right-hand side. Lovely back Steve. Heel to keep him in play. Great skill. Keeper comes out and punches clear.
Unbelievable skill.
Absolutely phenomenal from Luis Suarez on the dead ball line. Remember what he did at Sunderland that time? Well, this was possibly a harder thing to achieve.
Oh, tremendous.
He back-heeled
piece of
it
skill.
Into play, chased it on, and then tried to deliver it for Carroll to maybe grab a second goal. But a back-heel that tied the defender in knots, and the keeper getting down low to palm it out.
Fantastic bit of football. Not for anyone to see, the star quality. Excellent. Just deserved the goal, really, at the end of the day, but no one could make the deficit of the yardage to get up alongside him.
So Liverpool trying to find a way through now. Lucas out to the right wing for Kelly, him to Suarez.
Ooh.
Touch back towards
really
the
sloppy,
midfield.
Really
Adam barges his man, but well won by O'Hara. He's got a runner on the left-hand side. It's Doyle who's available. Hunts into the area. Doyle flicks it in, down on the chest of Martin Skirtle. And Skirtle plants one away along the floor for Henderson. and then Lucas and out to Carroll on the left-hand side. Carroll progressing up the field. Two in the box for him. Looks for Suarez!
Oh, what a ball.
Right in front of the Uruguayan. He just bided his time, Andy Carroll, until he thought it was the perfect moment for Luis Suarez's run. Him and the defender running together. I think Suarez was always the favourite, but he
great
missed
ball,
it,
wasn't it
by an inch.
Oh, it's a great ball right across the six-yard box. Come and put me into the net. And unfortunately, Suarez just couldn't get a touch on it.
Downing now.
We've got to give Wolves credit for that, because like that, the closing is down really well.
Yeah, they've got ambition, haven't they? And there's Adam, hooks one high, it's a hopeful ball. Henderson's pressurising the defender. Keeper's gone out. Two get confused. Carroll gets involved. Carroll's still got it, holds it up. Keeper's gone back to his line. And then as he tried to find the perfect pass for Suarez, it was headed away by the central defender, Christophe Berra. And the keeper, Wayne Hennessy, off the hook. Spared his blushes, really. Because that was a nightmare moment for him and his defender. Now Liverpool attacking down the left, Downing on the ball, lays it in low for Suarez, first time hit,
lovely
scuffed
play.
The ball. Great awareness between Downing and Suarez. Suarez took a first time lunge at that with the left foot.
It's great awareness from Enrique and Downing, lovely one too. And then Downing found Suarez in the box, pulled it back to him and he just snatched it a little bit, didn't he? Good opportunity.
It's Henderson over on the right. Adam now, middle of his own half, releases with Carl Henry challenging. Jose Enrique takes two touches and puts one over the top for Luis Suarez. No offside, past the defence, him wide, left-hand side. Can he get it round? Two players in.
No!
And
brilliant!
Luis Suarez kisses the fist, punches the sky, celebrates Liverpool's second. It certainly wasn't easy. He broke through the offside trap. Two defenders made up, quick round. But quick footwork from Luis Suarez, and he punches the ball in the near post. Past Wolves keeper Wayne Hennessy. It's Liverpool 2, Wolves 0.
Well, do you know, I thought he'd lost the opportunity. He beat the offside trap. I'd say it was a good ball in behind. And I'll tell you now, he's on. Great decision by the linesman. And he brings it down well. He's one-on-one, albeit from an acute angle. Then he stops the ball, lets the defender come back and thought he'd gone. Then he shifts it and fires it in near post. Great goal. Great striker's goal. Genius. Brilliant.
Incredibly hard to achieve the accuracy.
Absolutely
on that
brilliant
shot, wasn't it?
I thought the chance had gone, and he's done that ever so well to score from there. And it's what we needed, really, because Wolves have, you know, been getting one or two little opportunities, free kicks.
Liverpool lead by 2-0. And this off the back of that 4-0 defeat to Spurs a week ago. I wonder whether Liverpool can replicate that scoreline for themselves. There's every chance as Carroll heads forward. Suarez battles down for possession. He held it up against the defender, Roger Johnson. Puts it out to Downing on the left wing. Downing chases into the box, hits one in low. Suarez there, can he add a second in the game? Oh, he's put it across the face of goal. Brilliant first touch, just to give him the space and the sight at goal. His second touch was a ball across the face of the goal mouth.
Down
and
done
well,
didn't he?
A yard or two wide on the right.
Yeah, down and done well initially. Then it come back to Suarez again. He just tried to, he took one touch and toe poked it. Yard wide.
Lucas to Carroll. Carroll, edge of the box, slips as he tries to shoot. That explosive right boot of his doesn't get full power on it. And it's a goal kick instead.
I think that'll just about be it, won't it? Yeah, half time.
And Kevin Friend blows up. Well, an important scoreline. I'm not entirely sure 2-0 represents what we've seen. I think you said it for about 35-40 minutes. Wolves had a lot of possession in the game.
Yeah, but they've not really created anything other than the free kicks they've had. Pepe's not had the save to make. We've had quite a few opportunities in the end, to be quite fair. The longer the second half went on, you know, the more we looked likely to score. So I would say at the end 2-0. I think you look at the shots off target, shots on target. It probably warrants 2-0 the end. With 20 minutes gone, 25 minutes, you wouldn't have said that. But certainly now, sitting here, you know, Suarez has come into his own.
Yeah, last 10-15 minutes,
yeah,
he could have got a couple.
Yeah, he's through doing to, again, you know, Henderson's got to get involved a lot more out there. He goes missing a little bit on the right-hand side. But I'm nitpicking. You can't complain. It doesn't matter if you're playing in the Premiership. 2-0 half-time is a good scoreline. And we've got to build on that.
The first goal, Charlie Adam, he won't be giving it. But, you know, I suppose he took a pot shot, needed a slice of luck to get Liverpool on their way.
Yeah, you know, you don't buy a raffle ticket, you don't win the prize, and he smashed it. and he was panicking the defence, and that's why the captain got ahead on it. He didn't know where he was going. It was a vicious shot, and subsequently we got a little bit of luck, which we didn't have at Stoke.
No, I know you don't like mentioning his name, but Fernando Torres sent off. Last time he was sent off was 2006, Madrid against Valencia, but dismissed today. So are things going from bad to worse for him?
Well, he got himself a goal, his second goal in successive games, but it'd be interesting to find out whether he's elbowed someone or left his foot in. Yeah, left his foot in, maybe. That's what, you know, strikers challenge, sometimes it happens.
Maybe just heated in the head and desperately trying to.
And sometimes,
you know, get back to
play. We've seen it many times, haven't we? Himself and Sharpie, you know, sometimes referees trying to make a name for themselves sometimes get wrong. But we'll have a look at it and, you know, see what we think last night.
Might get one of those next Saturday.
City Sports, the Liverpool Matchbook. Radio City Sport. Full live commentary with Hampson Hughes Solicitors. Injured in an accident at work? Don't be blue. Call 236-1222.
Welcome back to Anfield. Liverpool ready to start the second 45. Wolves have made a double substitution at the break, and Stephen Fletcher and Mac Doherty are on, and the two players making way, Dave Edwards and Richard Stearman. So Mick McCarthy feeling he needs to do something immediately to maybe get his team back into this tight. 2-0 they trail. Liverpool are the same as the first half. Reina in the first half. I can't tell you what, John. Just destroying my notepad there. Reina in goal. Kelly is the right back. Carragher and Skirtle at centre back. Enrique at left back. Henderson on the right in midfield. Adam and Lucas in the centre. Downing on the left. And then Luis Suarez and Andy Carroll up top. Liverpool shooting towards the cop. I would have thought it would have been a good chance, opportunity to throw Bellamy in straight away at the break. This game is now out of sight to Wolves, but I think they certainly wouldn't like the sight of him coming on. I'm sure Gerrard will get the chance in about 10-15 minutes to play a part in the game. O'Hara finds a decent ball at the edge of the box for Jarvis. Back to O'Hara, crosses far post, out comes Reina. Punches with the right fist. Henry picks it up. He's dragged it wide to the right side of the Liverpool area. Hits it against Enrique. It's a bounce that suits Wolves. Put back in towards the path and rammed into the top of Pepe Reina's netting. He'll be gutted to concede a goal, but the substitute, Stephen Fletcher, puts this game back in the balance. Liverpool led by 2-0 at the break, but it's only taken 3 minutes of the second half for Wolves to maybe give an edgy feeling to this tie. Liverpool 2, Wolves 1.
Certainly has. Let's give them up so soon after the beginning of the second. No, if you have to say, we're a little bit unlucky here. Enrique got a good block on it and it fell to Hunt, who cut the ball back, and it was a neat finish from Fletcher. See how we react to that, Steve.
Suarez trying to make an immediate impact at the other end, drifting the ball right across the field to the left-hand side. It'll be kept in play by Stuart Downing. Downing on his left foot tries to cross, gets a deflection. Carroll goes up with the keeper. Suarez! Somehow blocked out by Hennessy. You'd have put all your money and all your house on a Suarez goal then. And that was a fantastic stop by Hennessy. But Liverpool just about to prod it forward with Henderson again. It was played away by Wolves. And then as Skirtle looks for a pass to the right-hand wing for Suarez, he got his aim wrong, and it's a throw-in for Wolves.
Yeah, it was a great block, wasn't it? I tell you what Andy Carroll does well. He challenges the keeper, and the keeper just spread himself. Suarez seems to have an open goal, but it's a real good save.
Carroll now, cross-field ball, and Enrique's on it. Downing makes the overlap. He finds it. Downing in the box to cross it to Carroll. And volleyed away by Christophe Berra. Only back out to Enrique, who's on the left side of the box. Try and take this pass to Matt Doherty himself. Drops it short for Suarez. He gets the head down, feigns the charge into the box, gives to the winger. Downing! Oh, that's off the post from Carroll's header. So unfortunate for the big man up front. Perfect cross, and it looked like the accurate finish from Andy Carroll, but the post was there to deny him, and it remains 2-1 to Liverpool.
It's just not having the luck, is he? He's done everything right there. It's a great ball, far post, exactly what you want. Give him an opportunity, attacks the ball well, and post denies him.
Here, it's a throw-in for Wolves, and the Wolves fans just sense a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel. Ball played into Doyle, left side of the penalty area. Carragher stands up to him. Liverpool get it away through Carroll to Suarez. Suarez dicks it out for Adam. Great opportunity for Liverpool, this. Breaking from the halfway line. Adam rolls it on for Downing. Downing keeps quite central. Downing against the keeper. Oh, he's missed it. Great stop by the keeper, Wayne Hennessy. Don't underestimate his part in keeping Wolves still in this game. Again, it was an opportunity for Liverpool to stretch their advantage.
Wolves were
committed up at the other end. And Downing powers a shot in, which Hennessy made himself big for. Liverpool 2, Wolves 1 on a corner kick.
Good save. Gullies kept his team in the game again, but I think you have to score them, Steve. You know, had three great chances in the space of 5 minutes. Suarez denied, great save. Andy Carroll unlucky, hits the post, and that one was probably the cleanest cut of all. Downing's through one-on-one, keeper to beat. You know, coming in from the left-hand side, and he's got to be a bit more clinical. He really has. It's a good height for the keeper to save, and should be 3-1 by far. They've had one chance. We've had three in the first 8 minutes of this second half. It started off really well, you have to say. I'd be very surprised if it ends up 2-1 at the end of this game, you have to see, because Wolves are giving it all.
Yep.
They've got to go forward to try and get an equaliser, and it's good viewing.
Well, this game's got more of a story in it, as Rayner tried to clear then, and
wasn't a good clearance,
quick
was
to the mark.
Wasn't a good clearance.
Right up to him, and Rayner's clearance hit Doyle.
Sloppy defending, Steve.
Yeah, deflected out eventually for a throw-in for Wolves. They take it, they're on the right side of Liverpool's penalty area. Doyle's in the box, as is the goal scorer as well. This ball's into Doyle. Doyle with his back to goal in the 6-yard box.
Should
gets a scuff shot, which hits the Liverpool
should've
defender
scored.
And is picked up by Pepe Reina.
Very poor
defender.
Well,
he really should have made it 2-2 at that moment.
Really poor defending, Steve.
Liverpool on the counter attack. Adam on it. Carroll's calling for it upfield. Adam's forward pass. Well, you can hear the response from the crowd. He didn't play it to either Carroll or Downing. It was through the centre of both of them.
Andy Carroll's given him a. Selling off his far post and just hang it up, give me an opportunity.
O'Hara from the midfield to Doyle. Too much pace on Doyle's pass to Jarvis. Jarvis encourages it to keep going, but Liverpool have got to find a footing in the game again, really. It's been a good period from Wolves. The ball given away by Lucas there. O'Hara now to an orange shirt on the left wing, Ward. Ward forward, headed away by Kelly. A space for the Wolves midfield to get onto it. O'Hara now, edge of the Liverpool box. Finds Doyle, back to O'Hara. Scooped a right-footed shot. Looking for a quick snapped effort, but
Couch
going to
come on,
the bar.
I think Couch going to come on for Henderson.
Free kick, O'Hara's looking at it. Wide on the left-hand side of Liverpool's goal. Loads of men committed in there. O'Hara chips it in. As a scramble to get to it for Ward. Fletcher turns, tries to ram it through the crowd. Breaks out for O'Hara. Back in it goes. Liverpool haven't quite mastered that ball yet. Enrique miskicks it back into his own area. No one could get it away as yet. Came off Kelly's head. That'll be another corner on the left-hand side. Comedy.
Was. We've defended really, really poorly this second half.
Downing ball at his feet. Plays it back for Charlie Adam. This is Downing again, edge of the area. Back to Adam once more. Liverpool left-hand side. Enrique decides on a short pass to Suarez. Goes into the box and the ball's taken off his toe. A big moment for Roger Johnson just to get that ball diverted away for Wolves. It was oh so near for Suarez getting through for Liverpool. And he's taken the corner kick short for Charlie Adam. Adam crosses in from a good angle. Fast stick for Carroll! Carroll goes right over the hoardings and in towards an old gentleman and almost ends up on his lap in the cop. And the ball kept in play. Suarez again, right side of the area.
Gets well around
his man.
There?
Lovely ghosting move.
Oh,
yeah, Carroll.
Unlucky.
Well, it was unlucky, but it was also good defending from Doherty.
How does he get into them situations, Suarez? Fantastic.
Kelly from the right-hand angle lifts one high up for Carroll again. Carroll just needed to nod that down for Suarez, nodded it out of the Wolves box instead. And Jamie O'Hara's onto the ball.
It's not a game for the faint-hearted.
Liverpool coming down the left side with Downing the possibility. Gives to Suarez. Suarez forward ball to Carroll. Carroll tries to lay it off for Suarez again. He's got it in the area, but Henry's with it. Liverpool have pushed it out wide to Downing. Downing delivers in. Suarez tries to get a header, and it's deflected out for a corner kick. Yeah, just to finish what I was saying, don't buy the sun. A big concert taking place this evening after the game. So the best of luck to Peter Hooton and the guys there. It's all as well in memory of James McVeigh, the Liverpool fan who lost his life. So get along, get involved if you can. Get details of that on online. Don't buy the Sun concert immediately after this one. Now corner in from Adam, near post it goes. Headed away by Jamie O'Hara. Jarvis is pushed from behind by Kelly. And that forces the free kick for Wolves inside their own half. And Gerrard now talking to Kenny Dalglish. Gerrard has played a minimal number of games since Kenny's return back in January. Seven games, in fact, including that Brighton tie. That's how many Gerrard's played under Kenny. That shows how much time he's been out. He walks to the halfway line. Ford goes up, and another substitution as well for Wolves, a player that can inspire goals for them, but most notably for Liverpool, the return of Steven Gerrard at Anfield after 6 months out, and Luis Suarez is replaced. So maybe Suarez Gout will be the front.
Yeah, well, Suarez is far from happy. He's nodding his head, he's absolutely gutted he's coming off. Been our best player today. Not happy.
Well, the two of them clap hands, but you can tell by Suarez's face that that's not a decision he's comfortable with. He won't even look at Kenny in the eye. It's one of those, and he looks at the floor.
He's not happy. No, that was not have to be. You've got to keep. I think you've just got to keep on the pitch, Steve. We need a third goal. I really do.
Punt
I'm surprised
off
at that. I'm really
Guardiola on for Wolves. That was very telling, wasn't it? That passing between Suarez and Kenny there, he didn't want to connect with it.
Oh, dear me. I think you just got to keep. They'd be made up Wolves now that he's come off, Steve. They'd be delighted to see Steve Gerrard coming on. They're going, oh, but Suarez going off. They'll be going, oh, happy as a defender.
Delighted. Gerrard heads the ball down and wraps one goalwards.
Brilliant.
Oh, that was very Steven Gerrard-esque.
Yeah, wasn't it good?
Just
he read
got
the flick brilliant off
Andy
Carroll,
didn't he?
You know, he sees, that's what you've got to do off Andy Carroll. You've got to gamble. He's won the other. Stevie nods it down and goes for goal, and unfortunately didn't get his sights spot on at that time, but good play.
Hennessy comes out with the ball, kicks it into the
very
Liverpool
deep
half. Up goes Skirtle. Fletcher jumping for that as well. Adam heads away. Carl Henry drags it out of the sky. Puts it to his right side for Matt Doherty, and Wolves looking to get a cross in perhaps through Fletcher. But Enrique beats the ball off Fletcher,
Enrique,
clears out to Gerrard. Gerrard making strides from the middle, pushes the ball out wide to Cout. Gerrard's made loads of space. It's an attacking front for Liverpool. Cout and Gerrard playing between the two. It's on for Gerrard. Oh, he should have shot, I think. Tried to drift it through the legs of Stephen Ward. And Ward blocked him out, and Wolves come back out to the halfway line. I thought that was the perfect opportunity for the Liverpool captain to just power blast one.
Yeah, you see what he tried to drag it back onto his left foot and maybe get a penalty or open things up for himself. But he stood his ground away, the Wolves defender, and done well.
Adam out to Cout. Cout looking for Kelly. Oh, Adam's pass.
What's he
doing? Cout's pass was poor into the chest of Jarvis. Jarvis, the danger man, skips over Adam down the left-hand wing. Lucas goes to cut him off. And Lucas tackles well to win it at the Liverpool right-back position and plays it out for Adam. Adam now on to Gerrard. Cout's up there. Gerrard spies a lovely ball looking through for Carroll. Didn't quite make it. Rebounded out off the Wolves man. And a foul committed by Ward on the run of Adam down the right. Well, end-to-end, really,
well,
is.
Lucas
praise for
well.
Lucas.
Lucas done well there. He had to. I tell you what, Jarvis has done well. I'll tell you what, you're looking for width, you know, and pace and power. Oh,
ball into the box. Carroll brings it down. Does he have the final say? Carroll turns it onto his left foot. Now his right. Still Carroll. Carroll. Oh, he can't finish it off. Well, that would have been a fitting end if Carroll had got the winner. Ball into the box. Carroll brings it down. Does he have the final say? Carroll turns it onto his left foot. Now his right. Still Carroll. Carroll. Oh, he can't finish it off. Well, that would have been a fitting end if Carroll had got the winner. Referee blows his whistle. Liverpool have beaten Wolves by 2-1. But they really had to hang on by the skin of their teeth in this second half. It was an almighty Wolves performance to try and get an equalising goal. Liverpool brought Gerrard on the end, it solidified them slightly, but that was an anxious second half for the Reds after they led 2-0. They beat Wolves 2-1 and they've stopped the rot after losing the two previous Premier League games.
my hours have been melted, you know, for much of that second half. There's no doubt, people say Wolves deserve the point, but, you know, for the enthusiasm and never say die attitude, they've done really well, but we had loads of chances there. Even that one at the death, you've got to score then. We've got to start being a little bit more clinical now. You know, that's what could cost us, because we're conceding goals in games. We didn't defend well there second half. We didn't defend well at all, and many, we got away with quite a lot. But we won, you know. We got the 3 points, which is, you know, so, so important on the back of two defeats. We could so easily have drawn that, the way Wolves kept on coming at us. We hung on. It wasn't convincing. But it's 3 points, and overall chances of the game, we did deserve it. You know, you take your chances there, we could have had five or six easy. You know, we squandered a lot of chances, didn't we? You know, but hey, we'll take it. And Steve Gerrard come back, and you know, straight away, he could see he's got the bit between his teeth. He's got to play him next week, to me. I think Steve's got to play him. I really do. I'd play him. It's a derby. I don't think he will, but I would play him.
It's a captain sort of game, isn't it?
I would play him. I really would have been in the derby next week. But, you know, you're nurturing him back, maybe. But one of the type of games, you know, that Steve relishes in. All credit to Wolves. They fought like Teddy is the, you know, what you'd expect from a Mick McCarthy team.
Post-match. They dug deep. They get put under a bit of pressure in the second half. And when we broke away, we just quite couldn't get the third goal. And if we'd have got the third goal, they might have made life a little bit easier for ourselves. But they get a lift for their early goal in the second half and put us under a bit of pressure. And it was a great test for the players. And they responded magnificently.
City Sports. The Liverpool Matchbook. Radio City Sport. Full live commentary with Hampson Hughes Solicitors. The top team to deal with your personal injury. 236-1222.